you and for Italy, Quebec.
2W4NGU. Conditions must be pretty good this morning. I like to call on 5-2 when I'm driving around, and guy just came back to me in Boone, North Carolina.
Yeah, I bet it would be good this time, especially with, you know, the cooler weather and the staying dark longer. I know one morning I got up on, this has been like 2 years ago, but I got up and still dark. It was during the winter time, and it was probably around 4:30. I couldn't sleep. I got up, turned the 2-meter sideband on, just gave a call to the Northwest, and a guy up in Ohio came back. We chatted probably for half an hour or more. I mean, nothing else was on. Couldn't hear anything else, but boy, this guy came back. It's always surprising. That's kind of fun.
The bands are open a lot more than we know. We just don't jump in there. I also noticed from just it blowing against the truck and looking at the trees, the wind's quite high today for some reason. Maybe it's the temperature change.
Yeah, you're up there in those high elevations. It's not blowing over here. It's calm.
That high, I was at 11 and 14 when I talked to that guy. I wonder what elevation that is.
Say that again, you're at what?
When I talked to the guy in Boone, I was at 11 and 14 highways.
Oh, highways, okay. I don't know. It's a lot higher than we are where I am right here. I guess that was the point I was making. I'm on the flatlands here.
Well, I hadn't heard anybody else on here this morning. It's been quiet. There's some guys that come on 5:30 or 6 every morning, and I missed them this morning. I didn't go to bed until 3:30 this morning and got up at 6. Bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, as the saying goes. I don't believe a word of that.
Okay. Well, how about that? Well, 3 hours sleep, that'd never do me. I'd be moping around all day feeling terrible. Oh, geez. Well, yeah, Phil's last day of substitute teaching was Wednesday, so he's not going to be on in the mornings anymore. And I slept all the way. I didn't even come downstairs about 7:15. Get a few cups of coffee, and I'm out on the porch right now. So you probably won't be hearing Phil and I chattering in the morning, or unless it's just occasional. Let's see, who is the other station?
BWA, good morning, fellas. I got a ham stick on the back of the truck, Phil.
All right, does sound good. A 2-meter ham stick.
No, that's what I was going to ask you about. How does this little mag mount sound?
Solid copy.
Well, I'm sure it won't get out as good as that ATOS I had on here, but, you know, for the local stuff around here, you say it sounds good, huh?
Oh, yeah. Tell Bill about the toy you got yesterday.
Well, I bought a set of ham sticks, and I'm going to try out ham sticks on my rig and see how well they do. Instead of using this ATOS, you cannot change frequencies while driving. They tell you not to do that because it's hard on the little screwdriver inside the antenna. And heck, if I'm going to stop, I might as well just reach back there and swap one out. It only takes 15 seconds to change one out. So I'm going to try the ham stick, see how well they get out. I was listening last night, Phil. Oh, man, I was picking up all kinds of good stuff.
No, I mean about your 3,000 pound toy.
That toy? Oh, yeah. Well, Bill, I'll tell you what. Let me tell you both, I didn't sleep good last night, because by the time I had done all I did yesterday and then unloaded actually 2,000 pounds of steel in 5 segments, I was hurting last night. I bought myself a auto lift, so I can get any of my cars about 6.5 feet up in the air now.
You must be serious about working on your vehicles. Well, good for you. I thought you were going to say you got a cherry picker or something that was going to put an Anton cannon on it so you can bring it up and down. I've seen people do that now. I mean, on the internet. Well, that's good. Yeah, you had already told me about the hamsticks, and I've got one here that I use for 60 meters because my Outback won't cover that band, but they work really good. I used to have a full complement of them, and they work good. They work every bit as good as most screwdrivers, probably better. You just have to change the band. I did occasionally have to put in a capacitor at the feed point to get the SWR a little bit lower. But they're good performing antennas. All right, well, I'm going to let you two go at it. I'm going to go in there and get my, what is probably my third cup of coffee. And get going, feed the cats, feed the dogs, take the dogs to the walk, all that kind of stuff. So I'll turn it back to you, Phil, N4NGU, N4AQ.
Bill, before you go, let me ask you one quick question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I talked to two different people last night, and they both independently said the same thing. Now, I'm putting these antennas on a 2500 diesel and a Dodge 2500 diesel. And I had the ATOS mounted at the front of the bed right behind the cab. And I went ahead and just put the hamstick in the same position. The question I asked them was, how much do you think I'll gain by moving it to the rear of the bed instead of having it at the front corner of the bed? What do you think?
Well, I guess two parts of that. What is your SWR right now? At the behind the cab.
Well, on the 75 meter stick, which I'm using at 80 meters, I tuned it last night with my rig expert to 39, because being a general, I'm going to work between 3.8 and 4. So I tuned it at 3.9. And I got the SWR without a tuner down to about 1.35.
Well, because I think there's actually two parts to that question, is how is the performance with the matching and then the radiation pattern. Well, being in the center, more or less in the center of your vehicle, it's going to be more omnidirectional. And if you're doing a lot of turning and moving around like you probably are, you're probably better off there. If you stick it at the back of your vehicle, say like at the right back where your bed is, then the maximum lobe will go over the left front fender. And you do get some gain off that way, but every time you turn around, I mean, you know, it's probably not what you want, being mobile. I think I'd rather take it in the middle like that. And if you can get it to load there, I think that's where I'd do it. And it's probably up a little bit higher than you would, I don't know, maybe not, but seeing how you have it mounted. A lot of people put it at the back, and they put it on the fender, or they put it on a trailer hitch where it's down lower. That's not as good. I think where you got it is just fine. Sounds like it's working for you. That's my opinion.
Well, that's exactly what everybody else told me, and that kind of surprised me, because they said that the distribution of the ground plane would be much more even through the whole body of the vehicle if I'm in the dead center, just like you said. So I'm going to go ahead and run it that way. And by the way, I've got it mounted at the top of the bed of the truck. So, you know, only a portion of the antenna is covered by the cab. And, that was the consensus I heard. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to leave it right where it is. I might move it from the left-hand side of the vehicle to the right-hand side, because every time I go under a drive-thru at the McDonald's, I don't want to, you know, if I move out just a little bit, I might be able to get under the drive-thru without dragging it. But that's about the only change I would make.
Counted on it?
No, I don't, but the bottom section is a fiberglass, so it flexes fairly well, and the top is a stainless steel whip.
On there. Thing is, if you move it over to the right, you're going to be hitting trees, and it's just some insurance to keep from having problems. I definitely would put a spring on there, fairly hard spring. It won't affect the performance, but it might save you some grief.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Well, Ben, I know you're going into withdrawal, caffeine withdrawal, so I sure appreciate taking the time to answer that question. And pretty much everybody else has done this, said the same thing, so I'll just hang in there with it. Phil, you still there? You, K4BWA. Phil went ahead and went on in. He's got to be in his office at about a certain time. So, Bill, I appreciate you, buddy. N4IQ, have a good day. Get some more caffeine. I'll talk to you later. K4BWA, clear up your final.
Well, it's nice talking to you. And, I am. You might even hear my dogs back here playing out here on the porch. It's a beautiful morning. Nice temperature. This is gorgeous. So if you're going to be driving around, you're going to have a good day. All right. Well, I'm going to 73rd you and get out of here. My wife will be coming down pretty soon. She'll expect me to have done my chores. So 73, 74 IQ.